In just a moment, Generations with Kevin Swanson. But first, this. The World View in 5 minutes.
It's Tuesday, May 26th, 2015 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. ISIS has captured the city of Palmyra as it continues its rampage across Syria. And now they are executing hundreds of citizens while most of the population has fled. ISIS controls about half of the country. Have the Iraqis lost the will to fight off Muslim rule under ISIS? That's the indication provided by the Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister in an interview with CNN on Monday. He said that he was surprised to hear that their best-trained units left Ramadi to the ISIS forces. That the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever he will, and sets up over it the basest of men. Daniel 4:17. In the providence of God, the drought in California continues and floods in the southwest. Hundreds of homes have washed away due to flooding in Oklahoma and Texas. At least 3 people are reported dead, many more missing. Have Americans grossly overestimated the size of the homosexual force? That's what a recent Gallup poll found. On average, Americans are under the impression that 23% of the population call themselves homosexuals. Actually, the National Health Interview Survey puts the number between 1.5 and 3%. As David talked with them, behold, the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, came up out of the ranks of the Philistines and spoke the same words as before. All the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were much afraid. And David said to the men who stood by him, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" Muslims are pressing for the removal of crosses from a private Catholic university in Washington, D.C. Top Right News reports a complaint filed with the D.C. Office of Human Rights. About 1% of Americans are Muslim. Are we watching the death of liberal newspapers? The Washington Examiner reports that 3 media companies dumped 100 newspaper properties in the last year. Their goal? Protect their broadcast and digital divisions. Ad revenue has fallen 50% in the last 10 years. For your information, do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong, for like the grass, they will soon wither. Like green plants, they will soon die away. Psalm 37, 1-2. The Supreme Court will soon rule on Obamacare subsidies. The question is whether the 34 states without their own insurance marketplace are eligible for the subsidies. The average insurance cost for a family of 4 has risen to $16,351, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. Meanwhile, Christian medical sharing plans vary between $3,000 and $5,000 per year without any government subsidies. In other news, government dependency has increased in this country under Obamacare. WorldNetDaily.com reports that food stamp usage expanded in states where Medicaid expenditures have increased. The USDA reports a total of 46.5 million participants are on food stamps at the moment. That's up 15% from 2010. Economists find that pretty disappointing for an economic recovery. Following Memorial Day 2015, we're reminded of a speech President Ronald Reagan gave on Memorial Day 1982, saying, quote, "I can't claim to know the words of all the national anthems in the world, but I don't know of any other that ends with a question and a challenge as ours does. Does that flag still wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? That is what we must all ask." Denying evolution violates the Constitution of the United States? That's what Bill Nye, the science guy, said in a recent Vox interview, quoting from Article 1, Section 8. Perhaps Nye should stay out of constitutional law. He was referring to a section of the Constitution providing for patents for scientists with useful inventions. It has nothing to do with the hypotheses of evolutionary biologists. Mathematician John Nash and his wife Alicia died in a fatal car accident over the weekend. His life was featured in a motion picture called A Beautiful Mind. His mathematical theories are said to have contributed to evolutionary biology and economics. Nash was an atheist, but no more. The graduation ceremony at an Alabama high school was interrupted by a medical emergency over the weekend. A young graduate named Christian Crawford stepped up to the microphone and publicly prayed for the victim as the medics took her out.
We pray right now that whatever is going on, that you would fix it. God, we pray that you will heal it, God. We pray that you will redeem it, God. We pray that you will deliver it, God, because we know that you are a God who knows how to make a way.
National news reports indicate that the person prayed for was healed. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, May 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
Why is it that Christian liberal arts colleges always seem to move towards more evolutionary naturalism and anti-supernaturalism, more homosexuality, and more liberalism in general? Even good evangelical Christian schools. Why? Because Christians have forfeited the war of the worldviews in academia and liberal arts. And we will lose each successive generation until we begin to re-engage the war of ideas in the high school and university classrooms. That's why I wrote the book Apostate, The Men Who Destroyed the Christian West. Don't let your family be spoiled by worldly philosophies. Get apostate now on a buy one, get one special. Buy one for you and get one for your son or daughter or grandchild for free. Buy one, get one free now at generationswithvision.com. Welcome, friends, to the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today. I'm a homeschool father of five, raising our kids out here on the eastern plains of Colorado, Humboldt County. Bill Jack, also in studio with us. And one of the things we really press on this program is the islands of freedom, taking advantage of whatever freedom you can take advantage of. And that's the 1 Corinthians 7:21 principle. If you can be free, use it rather. Paul speaking to the unnecessary servitude of men. If you can be, if you have an option, if you find any opportunity to be free from the unnecessary servitude of men, use it rather. Do it. Be free. Freedom is something ought to be fought for. That's why I'm writing my book on freedom, coming out in just a couple of months, because I don't think there are enough red-blooded American Christian people wanting to be free, wanting to be free from debt, wanting to be free from governments, wanting to be free from their sin. You know, freedom. Freedom as defined, of course, by Scripture. Scripture has to define our freedoms. We can't define freedom by the way the world does down at Washington Park when they're lighting up their marijuana cigarettes. That's one form of freedom, but not a biblically defined freedom. Maximum liberty comes by God's definition of liberty, not by some drugged out kid in Washington Park. Okay? So islands of freedom is something we want to seek after, and home education has provided something of an island of freedom since the Brown case, the Palmdale case, other cases in which families could not opt their kids out of the public schools, out of the sex ed programs for 8, 9, and 10-year-olds. If the sex ed program in a public school is committed to teaching your kids about oral sex at 7 years of age, you must submit to it if your kids have checked into the public schools. The only other option is to homeschool them. Home education has been mentioned in Supreme Court decisions as an option for parents who want to opt out of what is being taught in the public schools in America. The point being that we have seen the home school defended at many levels. In the state of Colorado, the compulsory attendance law was exempted for homeschoolers 2 times, but not for private schoolers and public schoolers. And the same thing is happening with the issue of vaccinations. California has just approved of a bill in which they have mandated vaccinations for every kid who attends public and private schools. If you want to exempt your kids from vaccinations in the state of California, you must homeschool them. It will press you towards the islands, and I think these islands are going to grow, and I think they're going to bust open, and I think we're going to see a massive increase in home education across America as people avail themselves to the only possibility for freedom for parents to make their own health care choices for their kids, and of course their own educational choices as well.
You know, but as those islands grow, there's going to be also a backlash. And yeah. Here's what I think. Because as the island of freedom grows, those who are in servitude, those who are in bondage look at the island of freedom with envy. And therefore, those in positions of authority will say, oh, those people over there on that island of freedom, they're the ones who are causing everybody problems. The reason we have a measles outbreak, I mean, all of our kids are vaccinated. The reason we have a measles outbreak is because of those people over there on that island of freedom, and therefore we need to go after them. Oh, and those who are exempted from sex ed, they're the ones who are causing the problems.
Yes. Yeah. Not that's, the first time that's happened in human history.
That's
so
a
I think
distinct
we could,
possibility.
We could expect something like that, Bill. It turns out that a Florida Democrat in Congress is proposing the same bill they passed
goodness.
In California for the entire nation. So that, according to this article in front of me, Frederica Wilson has a Vaccines All Children Act of 2015, and she hopes to get more support. Evidently, a Republican-controlled U.S. House is a little hesitant to pass a bill like this. But this is the direction we're headed, friends. We're headed towards all public school students required to be vaccinated across the United States. And the only possibility for an island of freedom, homeschool. Also, a California judge has just recently disqualified an abstinence-only program for a small school district out near Fresno, California. It's the first court ruling on the California sex ed law passed in 2004, meaning abstinence is out. And they're going to teach the full-fledged, you know, this is how you do it. This is how you protect yourself, quote unquote. This is how you get the
safer,
condom on.
Safer sex.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Safer sex.
Or safe sodomy, as the case may be. Okay, so that's what they're doing in California schools. You want to exempt yourself from sex ed? You want to exempt yourself from the one-size-fits-all form of education that will be mandated from the top down? You want to exempt your kids from vaccinations? Biblically speaking, biblical law allows for freedom for parents. No forced immunizations. If you bring a biblical concept of liberty to bear, and I'm arguing for this, I think it's important that we do it, that we go back to the biblical definitions. Yes, the Bible requires quarantine in cases of disease. Quarantine, yes. Forced vaccinations, no. Friends, we're talking about increased Gestapo techniques to enforce vaccinations everywhere. And we've had a couple of families, I think three families in our church at least in the last 10 days, harassed by this whole pro-vaccination crowd.
No kidding.
Sure, the medical tyranny thing. They took their kids down, have them look in an owie, and they got the third degree and whether or not they had all their vaccinations. I think it was four. Now I think about it, I think I talked to four families. That's about 10% of our church in just the last 10 days. Have been subjected to the Gestapo, the modern Gestapo. This is what a friend of mine in the homeschool movement is calling the modern Inquisition. He says the modern Inquisition is the social services. It's the child protective services. And as Christians, we need to push back on this. We need to fight for all we are worth for a little bit of freedom for parents. And friends, let me ask you this question. Are you ready to be arrested? Are you ready to lose your kids? We're talking about younger families, Bill, for the most part.
Right.
And these families are being harassed way more than we were in the 1980s. You remember raising your kids in the 1980s, 1990s.
Yep.
Today, Bill, it's worse. It is far, far worse.
Because it's in details.
Yeah,
it's in minutiae.
And do remember that we're looking at socialist medicine.
Right.
That now we have a communist form of medicine that is controlling every decision that's being made practically. For families across America, and if you don't march in lockstep, if you haven't had, and we're not just talking vaccination, if your child hasn't been to a well doctor or a meeting over the last 6 months, you haven't seen a doctor, a well child examination.
Well, that's abuse.
For the last three to four, it's abuse, and they literally threaten to confiscate the child on stuff like this. Friends, if you're interested at all in staying out of jail. Now, I don't think this is hyperbole. If you are interested at all at retaining custody of your own children, your own natural born children or adopted children, if you are interested at all in maintaining any kind of freedom at all over the next 20, 30 years, then you need to fight for freedom for everything you're worth. And that's why our Religious Liberties Freedom 2015 conference, scheduled in just about 6 months at the Des Moines Iowa Event Center, November 6th and 7th. We have a website coming. It should be up within a week or two. And friends, you need to mark it on your calendar. Go to your calendar right now. If you're interested in liberty, I'm talking about liberty for churches, liberty for pastors, liberty for parents, liberty in the area of healthcare, liberty in all these areas in which the socialists are gaining tremendous ground and will do their best to get innocent people in prison by the year 2025. If you're interested in fighting for liberty at all, then join the historical battle for liberty and be there at the Des Moines Events Center, November 6th and 7th. Why Des Moines, Iowa? 6 weeks before the Iowa caucuses, because it is our one shot at pressing our freedom issue to the conservative base and trying to get somebody to emphasize a value that we consider to be dearly important to us and to the future of our kids and grandkids, who, by the way, will probably have kids for themselves, and they will need some kind of liberty in the year 2025. Be back in just a moment. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generations. The mark of a good father, according to Jesus in Matthew 7:11, is that he knows how to give good gifts to his children. He would not give his child a stone or a serpent. He would give him that which is nutritious and helpful. Now, Christian parents, if you're like me, you are constantly on the search for good gifts for your children. You're probably tired of cheap China junk and expensive toys that break within a month or two. That's why the Generation staff has spent the last 6 months scouring magazines, checking out samples, interviewing Christian parents, and identifying the very best books for our children. We look for creative presentation, substantive messages, biblical integrity, identifiable characters, and riveting stories. We have sponsored a child picture book contest called Nurturing Little Hearts, and we begin to publish the very best of children's books over the next year or two. But find good gifts for your children. That's a really good thing. We have an entire new section of children's book selections at our website for good gifts that you can get for your kids. Find it at generationswithvision.com. That's generationswithvision.com. Back on the Generations Radio broadcast as we talk about religious liberties and the battle for religious liberties, which we'll wage strongly, I tell you. We are just beginning this battle, and if we want to keep prisons, pastors, and parents out of prison, we're going to have to fight these battles. We're going to have to say this will be our number one priority in the 2016 elections, and the 2018 elections, and the 2020 elections, and the 2068 elections. By the way, this conference is not just for the 2016 elections. We are actually going to start preparing for the 2068 elections with this conference, which means we're going to pass on a legacy for liberty to our children and our grandchildren as a result of these inspiring messages that will come from some of America's greatest speakers on the subject of liberty and the history of liberty. Again, November 6th and 7th at the Iowa Events Center in Des Moines, Iowa. They're pressing, Bill. Here's another example of this. You talked about the other side coming after anybody who wants to exempt themselves from the public schools or
right.
from vaccination.
Right. Who do you think you are? Do you think you're better than us? You're not better than us. We're going to force you to be just like us.
Yep. Yep.
It's called envy.
It's called 1984.
Called groupthink.
It's called 1984.
That's right.
Do you remember how many people were turning everybody else in?
Yes.
In 1984. Same thing's happening in North Korea right now.
Same thing happened in 1944 with the Nazis.
The total lack of trust
between
neighbors.
They turned children against parents.
Yep.
In fact, the killing centers for physically and mentally ill patients, the Nazis deemed them and entitled them Charitable Foundation for Institutional Care. They came up with euphemisms. So Child and Protective Services? I don't think so. It's we are going to take your children because they belong to the state.
It's newspeak. It's newspeak. And again, friends, is there a reason for the civil magistrate to be involved in the issues of the family? Yes. Yes. Verifiable abuse. Two or three witnesses. Court of law. not talking about 22-year-old college graduate with a utopian vision of a platonic state coming in and investigating every family, every homeschooling family in Colorado. No. That's the wrong vision. That's the wrong definition of liberty and the responsibility of the state in the area of the family. Anyway, we're going to get into this at the Religious Liberties Conference. We're going to define a biblical stand for liberty, draw the line, and fight on that line for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 decades.
You need to be there. People need to come to that conference to be equipped, to be encouraged, to be educated, and then to go back and spread the word.
And you know what? This pressing in upon Christians is not just in the family. It's not just in healthcare. It's not just in education. It's in the universities. It's in the workplace.
It's in the military.
It's in the military. Here's another example. Another example. I feel sorry for our brothers and sisters in the military, who the chaplains, the rank and file in the military, the people that are trying to maintain a testimony for Jesus Christ in that position. It's getting increasingly difficult to do so. Here's an article about a 2-star Air Force general and a civil liberties group is pressing for his court-martial. And you know why?
Yes, because he dared to credit God.
He mentioned God.
Credit God for his success and rise in the military.
He even said that he was redeemed by Jesus Christ. Heresy, blasphemy.
Let's cluck our tongues.
Correct.
The Military Religious Freedom Foundation, MRFF, launched a vitriolic attack against Major General Craig Olson, calling for the 2-star general to be court-martialed and, quote, aggressively and very visibly brought to justice for his unforgivable crimes and transgressions, end quote. What did he dare do? He spoke at the National Day of Prayer Task Force event and credited God for his accomplishments in the military.
Yeah. Friends, we're talking about an assault, a huge assault, a blitzkrieg at any Christian in America who will stand on his faith in a university, in a business, in the armed forces. By the way, we have a chaplains and armed forces track as part of this Religious Liberties Conference. So come on down. It doesn't matter who you are. You have a business? This applies to you. You're a Christian parent? This applies to you. You're a Christian pastor? This very much applies to you. You're a Christian chaplain? You're a Christian in the armed forces? This very, very much applies to you. You're a Christian businessman? You're a Christian employee in a major Fortune 500 company in which if you don't walk in lockstep with the politically correct agenda on gay day, then you will be fired. I know guys like this. Then you better come down to this conference. This is the Religious Liberties Conference coming soon, coming in November of this year in Des Moines. You know, it's not just here either. Here's a story of a poor woman in Sweden. Now, Sweden is pretty much what we're going to be. Sweden is 1984 squared. Sweden is a mess. Sweden has about the highest illegitimacy rate in the world. Sweden is about as socialist as you can possibly be. Now, it turns out, Bill, that there was a pro-life woman in Sweden. Okay, relax.
Okay, wait.
There's one. There was one.
Was she an immigrant?
No.
Was she an illegal immigrant?
Nope. She looks Swedish to me. She has blonde hair. There is a Swedish woman who is pro-life. Somebody say woohoo.
Woohoo.
I mean, that calls for a celebration.
It does.
Somebody in Sweden. Now, all the homeschoolers have been wiped out of Sweden. They're trying to wipe out all the... I mean, I don't know if they've killed them, but they certainly have moved them off the shores. So the homeschool movement is dead, more or less, in Sweden, as it is in Germany. But when it comes to the pro-life issue, this woman was a midwife, and she was working for a hospital, and they forced her to do abortion. She refused, and she was fired. Then she tried to hire on to 2 other hospitals. Evidently, you can't work under the radar like you can here in the United States. There's a little more in terms of islands of freedom in America than there are in Sweden and Germany. It's just the way it works. Thankfully, there have been people who are fighting tooth and nail, people like HSLDA,
right.
Mike Ferris, Mike Smith,
right.
Others, who have fought very hard for our islands, and they have defended our islands. But not so much in Sweden. So what happens when you get a Swede who is a Christian? You find one. Okay, she's pro-life, perhaps trying to homeschool her own kids. She tries to retain her job, and she is kicked out. Now, evidently, she has taken this to court, but she has taken more persecution after being fired than at any other time in her life. On the issue of whether those such as remarks should be allowed conscientious objection rights, the former operations manager at the county hospital's orthopedic clinic at Kalmar on Sweden's east coast threatened that he would gladly stand in front with a baseball bat to prevent this development. In other words, there will be no conscientious objection to abortion in this hospital.
Okay.
And if anybody, any pro-lifer, tries to come into my hospital, I'm standing in front of the hospital with a baseball bat, and I will beat them bloody.
Wait.
I will beat them bloody. I will be as pro-death as I can possibly be.
What Alabama governor did something like
this?
Well,
in this case, it's a Swedish pro-choice.
What Alabama governor that we hold up in disdain for similar actions when it came to race? Who was that? Governor
Wah.
We can't say his name.
No,
it's like saying the N-word.
Yeah.
You can't say that either.
Or the F-word.
Yeah.
No, you want to say that. Well, anyway, this guy standing up in front of hospitals with baseball bats, and he will prevent the development of any pro-life person coming anywhere near close to his facility. That's how committed he is to killing kids. That apparently
I wonder if he uses that baseball bat on the babies he pulls out of the mother's womb.
Apparently he would use the baseball bat on pro-lifers. Like this Eleanor Grimark, who was fired from her job.
She's filed a claim of discrimination based on her religious
beliefs. She's trying to fight this through a European court.
Yeah.
If you're not killing kids, if you're not into single parenting, if you're not gaga over homosexuality in Sweden, you are a heretic, okay? H-E-R-E-T-I-C. You are a big heretic. And they will burn you. They will burn you down to your bones.
Or take a baseball bat to you.
Now, here's the question. Is Sweden worse than China? Would you rather live in China than Sweden?
Given that story, I think
maybe
maybe China.
Maybe so. Yeah. Well, I think this is what Sweden is trying to do, squeeze out every single Christian who would stand on any value whatsoever, like a value of life or the value of their kids raised in a Christian home where they don't get sex ed at four.
Here's a question. If your child came to you and said, "I want to be a missionary to China," you'd be a little bit concerned, wouldn't you? And what if your child came to you and said, "I want to be a missionary in Sweden"? You'd go, "Oh, at least it's not China."
See, I think people have the perception that Sweden is a kinder and gentler killer.
Yeah,
they kill their babies, as do the Chinese. But you have the impression that they're kinder and gentler in the process.
I don't think so. They don't use baseball bats.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't get that impression at all, at least if you quote some of these hospital people.
Baseball been very, very good to
me. Sweden. All right. Well, it is a full-court press for us, though, Bill, as we are fighting the abortion issue here in America. Some say we've made some progress with this bill that was passed in the Congress, but will not be signed by the President of the United States. He has promised not to sign this bill. It's called the pain ban, where you cannot abort a child who can feel pain. So if a fetus can feel pain, cannot be aborted in America, I believe it puts the limit at 20 weeks for the first time since 1973. So a lot of pro-life organizations are really happy about this issue. Let me quote some of the pro-aborts. The pro-aborts are very mad at this, of course. The 20-week ban would hurt women. This according to Planned Parenthood's Cecile Richards. And Richards says, put simply, this bill lacks compassion and it lacks respect.
How does it lack compassion?
Now, this is Tony Perkins. The only thing that lacks respect in this debate is the organization that covers up rape and abuse, encourages sex trafficking, teaches girls how to hide bruises from abusive women, men, targets black children for extinction, and leaves women bleeding on their tables without help. Is that how Planned Parenthood defines compassion, tearing babies apart when they can feel it? Leaving women with a deep emotional scar and a lifetime of guilt. So that's Tony Perkins interacting with Cecile Roberts. I thought that was interesting. The President of the United States, the same man who fought to legalize the killing of babies to survive their own abortion. The mere idea that our country would end the torture of these children is, quote, this is the quote from the President of the United States, it is disgraceful. Disgraceful. So that we would not torture a baby to death is disgraceful. Now, I'm going to comment on this for a moment, and I want to run this past you, Bill, because I'm a little confused about this. This seems a little scary. The bill itself seems a little eerie. Imagine if we were in Nazi Germany. Okay, 1943, and all the Republicans showed up, and they passed a bill. These are the kinder and gentler Republicans. They voted to anesthetize Jews while the Nazis killed them. Okay, so all the Republicans, we don't like what's happening in these prison camps, and we have a bill that we'd like to front. We'd like Hitler to sign the bill. And the bill, now Hitler, of course, it'd be only a symbolic battle because you know that Hitler or the President of the United States would not sign the bill.
Would not
you know
sign
that.
The bill.
It's a symbolic battle.
Right.
But you got all the Republicans gathered together in Berlin, and they pass a bill that would prevent the killing of a Jew without first anesthetizing the Jew. Now, of course, all the Planned Parenthood Nazis would say, no. These Jews need to feel the pain. They need to feel the pain. They've got to feel the pain.
We have to save. We have to save our resources.
So all the,
we have to save the drugs that would use to be used to anesthetize them for those who really need them.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. So all the Planned Parenthood people and all the Democrats would rush in and say, no. The Jews need to feel the pain. We won't use any of this anesthetizing business. But the Republicans are the kinder and gentler ones, and they come forward and say, yes. But we really need to protect the Jews in the process of murdering them. You see where I'm torn here, Bill.
I do.
You see, I'm torn. Do I want to be a Republican or do I want to be a Democrat? And
it's tough.
We live in a bad time. Wouldn't you say this is a really bad time? And the issues we're debating in Washington are just beyond me. They're outside of my reality.
I almost swallowed a gnat.
Did you?
Yeah, I had a camel for lunch, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's what's going on here. And you know, the argument on the other side, they would be offended by your analogy just now. The argument on the other side is, well, we've already passed that line. We need to pull the line back. Anything we can do to withdraw the killing.
I'm doing in Nazi Germany. We're already killing all these Jews. Yeah. They're feeling all the pain. All we're saying is, you know, let's make sure that Mengele and all of his friend Nazi doctors relax a little bit in terms of their torture and their imposition of pain upon these poor victims.
How about, I'm saying,
is we would pull back on the murder slightly such that the Nazi doctors would anesthetize before they kill. That's all I'm saying.
How about this? Would you be satisfied if the Republicans got together and said, hey, let's defund taxpayer funding for Planned
Parenthood? That'd be good. That's a good step.
That would be a good step.
That's a good step.
That would be, that would not be symbolic.
Yeah.
It would be significant.
Yeah. Defund Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Defund the organizations that are pulling the trigger.
Yes.
Makes a lot of sense.
Let's not supply the ammo. Let's not supply the gas for the chambers.
And
let's not supply the funds that support Planned Parenthood.
And that's why most of politics is just a big, fat hypocrisy. Just say it. Somebody needs to say it, so I'll say it. Whatever the Republicans are doing and whatever they're getting elected to do is, for the most part, not entirely, but for the most part, it's just a lot of symbolic battles, a lot of hypocrisy.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
When a president will not veto a battle, when a Republican president will not veto a budget containing $500 million of Planned Parenthood funding, he's not worth voting for. He's not worth voting for, period. And we'll leave it there on this edition of the program. We need to be substantial people, not just polishing the externals, not just polishing up the whited sepulchers. We need to clean out the sepulcher itself. We need to go for the substantial evil that is completely overwhelming this nation right now. Okay, my friends, well, that's a wrap on this edition of the program. My encouragement to you, support our program, if you will. I realize there are not many programs saying the kinds of things that we're willing to say. And part of the reason for that is we're fairly low budget. We're in my basement out here on the eastern plains of Colorado. We are not on the 26th floor of some major skyscraper somewhere. And
that's why
Nike,
I like to say it's Nike nice and, digs.
Nike and Pepsi have pulled their support from us a long time ago. So if you would like to support this radio program, my encouragement is go to our website and click on Donate right now. We're just asking for 150 people to front about $10 a month or $20 a month or maybe even $100 a month to keep us on the air for the next year. If you'd like to support this radio program with the worldview flavor we add to the news and the commentary that we provide on this program and the practical advice and the scriptural references that we bring out. If you enjoy this, if you think this is worth advancing and sharing with others, please support our program today at our website, generationswithvision.com. Just click on Donate now. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.